With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Treasury Secretary Yellen on day three of a five-day trip to China. She met with Chinese Premier Li Qian, saying the two countries had improved trade relations, but more needs to be done.
I believe that over the past year, we've put our bilateral relationship on a more stable footing. This has not meant ignoring our differences or avoiding tough conversations. It has meant understanding that we can only make progress if we directly and openly communicate with one another.
Yellen is the first cabinet member to visit since Presidents Joe Biden and Xi Jinping met in California in November. The head of the UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency is condemning a Ukrainian drone strike on one of six nuclear reactors at the Russian-controlled Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. He says such attacks, quote, significantly increase the risk of a major nuclear accident.
Officials at the Russian-controlled Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant say the site was attacked on Sunday by Ukrainian military drones, including a strike on the dome of the plant's sixth power unit. According to the plant authorities, there was no critical damage or casualties, and radiation levels at the plant were normal after the strikes. Late on Sunday, however, Russia's state-owned nuclear agency said that three people had been wounded in the drone attacks. The International Atomic Energy Agency says its experts had been informed of the drone strike and that such detonation is consistent with IAEA observations.
Higher rate while they're within city limits. Uber and Lyft say they will stop serving the Minneapolis area when the ordinance takes effect on May 1st. This is SRN News. Florida's heartbeat bill is about to go into effect.
Beginning on May 1st, abortion will be banned in the Sunshine State as soon as an unborn child's heartbeat can be detected, usually about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The Florida Supreme Court has rejected a challenge to the measure, which is similar to legislation already in place in other states. Meanwhile, abortion advocates are working on a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the Florida Constitution this November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds Americans agree on a number of the country's fundamental rights. The AP NORC survey reveals 90% of adults say the right to vote and equal protection under the law is very important. However, while 58% of Republicans think culture is grounded in Christian values and beliefs is essential, characteristic of America, only 18% of Democrats agree. This is SRN News. Tomorrow's going to be a very special day at Yankee Stadium.
An earthquake shook Yankee Stadium Friday as the Yanks took batting practice before their home opener. 3 days later, the Yankees will play after another natural phenomenon, but at least this one is expected. The solar eclipse Monday afternoon, with parts of New York in its path. The Bronx Bombers will host Miami at 6 p.m. in a game pushed back 4 hours because of the potential for delays. And by the way, the first 15,000 fans will receive a Yankees solar eclipse T-shirt. Jason Walker reporting.
William Byron took the lead with 73 laps to go, held onto it during a two-lap overtime finish to enhance Hendrick Motorsports' celebration of its 40-year anniversary of the win at the NASCAR Cup Series race in Martinsville. More details at srnnews.com.